Welcome aboard Bus One. We're on our way to the North Pole and we've got some time to kill. Let's play some trivia. Gamers, introduce yourselves.
Happy holidays from my family to yours. It's your boy, Alec.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And, what he said. This is Logan.
What Logan said, this is Sam.
Hi, everybody. How are you this cold December night?
Oh, it's so cold.
Wait, it's Christmas right now, right, Aiden?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day right now.
Man.
It's Christmas Eve, maybe, or Christmas.
Well, I can't wait or am so excited that Santa... will or did just visit my house.
Or is currently coming.
I got the best and or worst presents this morning.
Hey, if you're listening to this episode on July 27th, 2024, this one's for you. Welcome, guys. I'm sure you all know it might be a cold December night, but we're about to warm you up with some holiday spirit because this is Bus One, the Christmas special. But before we get into that, we got a couple holly jolly rules to get through. So here we go. First up, no Googling. John, second up, there's three levels with five questions each, total 15 questions. Level one's 1 point per correct answer. Level two's 2 points per correct answer. And level three is 3 points. Pretty standard. We're using a buzzer as always. And then we have the Christmas challenge rule, which is exactly like the normal challenge rule. It's just Christmas. So once per game, I'm going to give a fake answer to one of the questions. Everyone gets one opportunity to challenge what I reveal as the like correct answer. And if you guess correctly, then you get 3 extra points. But if you challenge incorrectly, and I wasn't lying to you, then you lose 3 points. And everyone can challenge the same question. And finally, most points wins. Opposite of golf. Any questions?
What's the true meaning of Christmas?
Ooh. Are we gonna say we'll get to that. Every episode now?
Like
David S. Pumpkins reference on every Bus One episode.
Exactly. Yeah. I already said the topic, right? It's the Christmas special!
That was completely clear.
Happy Life's Day.
For the Christmas special, we're going to get into some Christmas specials. Because I watched a lot of Christmas specials growing up, and I love them, and I think they really bring in the holiday spirit, so we're going to get into some of that. You ready to go? You ready to rumble?
Special.
Let's rumble.
Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Now it's time for round one. Here we go.
Over the hills of snow.
Yeah. Round one is classic Christmas specials. So this is just questions all about those classic specials you know and love.
Yes.
Question one. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall who Rudolph's dad was?
He was a Chad. He was a total Chad. I remember he was intimidating.
Alec, you buzzed in.
I know. I think it's one of the D1s. I'm going to go with Dancer.
Dancer is incorrect.
Damn it.
Logan?
Oh, man. Vixen? That sounds too feminine.
It's not Vixen.
Mr. Vixen.
Sam?
I think Alec's on the right. I thought it was Donner. D?
That is correct.
Dang it!
It is Donner.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll give anyone a bonus point if they know his mom's name.
Vixen.
Is she
in the crew? No, Clarice is his girlfriend, right?
Clarice is his girlfriend.
Crap.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't
bonus
seen
point
Rudolph
opportunity
in like 10 years.
It's Mrs. Donner.
No way.
What's
his first name?
So Donner's the last name.
That is some tacked on shit.
His name is Rudolph Donner.
Rudolph Donner.
Reindeer culture is just...
Rudolph Donner.
It's only first names.
Yeah, his name is Rudolph Donner.
His name is Rudolph Donner. We saw it.
Rudolph the Donner reindeer.
Well, it's like Dwayne the Rock Johnson. It's Rudolph the red-nosed Donner.
Yeah.
The reindeer.
Okay. Glad we got that sorted out. Question two. Sticking with the spirit of the season, watching Polar Express is one of my favorite holiday traditions. Now, we all know that it's about Tom Hanks taking some kids to the North Pole to meet Santa, but what are the names of the four main kids?
Literally no idea.
Alex.
If I can say one, do I get anything?
If no one can one-up you, sure.
Okay, but they're just going to steal it. The kid with the boots is Tommy. Definitely his name's Tommy. The
kid with the boots. Is he the really tiny kid?
Who's the annoying one?
Who's the guy with the boots?
The annoying
The kid who's running after the train, he's wearing boots and he like slips and he's wearing like a nightgown.
I do not.
The main kid, nobody cares what his name is. He's the worst one. The annoying kid, I'm just going to go with Sheldon.
Bazinga.
And with the girl, I think her name's Mary or something generic like that.
Okay.
I'm going Peter and Sarah.
Oh, Sarah sounds right.
Okay. Sam, do you have anything?
Sarah. I have no idea, except I'm pretty confident that the main kid is never named on purpose.
Ooh. Never named? Oh, like he could be any of us.
Sam?
He could be any
of
us. I'll
give that to you.
That could
be
me.
The main kid is never named.
Yes.
The correct answer are the character names are Hero Boy.
Oh my God.
Hero Girl.
She doesn't have a name?
Know-It-All.
Wait.
What?
And Billy.
What?
Wait, he's the annoying one, right?
Have names, but Billy?
No, Billy's the kid. Billy is who Alex thought was Tommy.
Yeah, he's the one who chases after.
Billy's the only one that has a name. And then the main guy's sister is Sarah, but no one else.
Sarah.
The two like engineers have names. Santa is named, and Billy and Sarah are named. And other than that, there is not a single named character.
So do I get Sarah? Do I get a point for Sarah?
No, because she wasn't one of the main four. Oh, I'm going to give it to Sam.
I can't believe
there.
I whiffed on Billy.
I can't believe you whiffed on Billy either.
If anything, I should get more points for naming and not a main character.
And then, like, Tom Hanks did motion capture for, like, everybody.
So Sam got that one? Dang.
I'm going to give that one to Sam.
Wow.
He saw through my illusion.
I should have guessed Hero Boy.
The lies. Yeah, why didn't you guess Hero Boy?
I should have guessed
that's
Hero
so
Girl.
So funny. I didn't know they had those names. That's crazy.
I'm going to name my firstborn Hero Boy or Hero Girl. Hero Boy Donner the Red Nose. Insert my last name.
Sorry.
Sam.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Oh,
no, we've said it so many times.
Sam, except I think you have the record for the total number of people you've doxed on this show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Because I just don't forget. Or I just forget.
Nobody cares. What do
Sam's dad know? Is doxer. Okay, moving on to question three. Sticking with the spirit of the season, this question is nuts. Peanuts. While Charlie Brown grapples with commercialism in A Charlie Brown Christmas, what is Snoopy up to? Multiple choice.
Literally no idea.
I know it.
Okay, Alec.
He's trying to win the contest for the best light display on his doghouse.
That is exactly what he's up to.
This is
bingo.
I don't think I've seen that since like elementary school.
Yeah. Logan, it was literally playing on the TV at Friendsgiving.
No, that was Thanksgiving.
And then we watched Christmas after.
Yeah,
that.
It goes Thanksgiving right into Christmas.
Oh, I don't remember seeing it's the a Christmas classic. One.
Oh, shoot. Hey guys, let's roll this back. I actually have a bonus question for question two.
Oh.
And it's mostly for Sam.
Oh God.
What kind of train is the Polar Express?
Oh my gosh.
If he doesn't know this,
I swear it's like a Berkshire or something.
Train license.
But it's an American 284 Berkshire steam type locomotive. Nice job, Sam.
Wow. What the fuck?
I'm not going to give you a point for that. I just wanted to see what you do it. Yeah.
I didn't even know the wheel pattern. Come on, 284.
Okay. He literally said what it was.
But there
that was just mostly a Sam
thing. There are multiple
thing,
Berkshire steam engines.
He couldn't.
So.
He couldn't is tell Berkshire the wheel pattern. Alex?
Yeah, he didn't know the wheel pattern.
Didn't even. Yeah, right. He doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, I would. Okay. I could have.
No
known
point.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, jumping future in time to back to question three. The multiple choice I had were fighting the Red Baron, snowball fight with Woodstock. We don't see Snoopy at all, and that's us. And then winning the neighborhood light decoration contest.
And that sucks.
And that sucks. We don't even know what he's up to.
That sucks.
Okay, yeah, but you nailed it. Nail on the head. All right, question four. Okay, gang, here's the deal. I heard Cameron was shit talking this episode and overall being a real Grinch about it.
Wait, really?
So I need some good insults to come back at him.
Oh, I got some in the chamber.
Whoever can come up with the most insults from the song "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" wins. I'll give you 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute starting now.
Oh gosh.
I opened my calculator and not my clock. 1 minute starting now.
What counts as a
so like
a name.
The
like
opening line, words? You're a
just
mean
an
one.
Insult.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure. He calls him mean.
A mean one. Okay.
Things I can say to Cameron if he doesn't stop shit talking. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. Five.
What?
Four,
oh no, I spent way too long on that one.
Two, one. Pencils down.
No,
we'll
I spent
with,
way
we'll
too long on
Alec.
That one.
We'll just go alphabetical here.
Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can understand my shorthand here.
Okay, here we go.
You're a mean one, Cameron.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. that's a knife to the chest.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole.
Yeah.
Classic. Banger. Absolute banger. That's
the
two.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
That's my favorite one.
That's good.
There you got that one.
You have termites in your smile. You have spiders
classic.
In your soul.
No way you wrote all of that.
No. That's incorrect.
It's not
Sorry.
Spiders in your soul? Darn.
It's not spiders in your soul.
Your brain is full of unwashed socks?
hang on.
How did you write all that down?
No.
I have shorthand to remind me of what the lines were. That's and then the crazy. Last one, I can't remember it. It's nasty, wasty something. I repeat to wasty slut, which I know is not it.
What?
I don't know the last word.
Oh,
okay,
please.
Those were all...
No, give him the point for that. Please.
I'll give you nasty. It's nasty, nasty skunk, but skunk. I like it. I'll give it to you. I think that's four, Logan.
Oh, goodness. I got, you're a mean one, Cameron. You're a vile one, Cameron.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, Cameron.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a classic
one. This is the one that I took way too long to write down. You're a bad banana, parentheses, also with a greasy black peel.
Fantastic.
I feel like that should count as two. You got a greasy black peel. You're also a bad banana.
I don't know. I'm also going to count that as
it's two lines. It's two
one.
Lines.
I think
wrote
that's
down,
four. Do you have any more?
I wrote down the word termites. I wrote down I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole, and also
classic.
You're a goner, Cameron.
You're Wait, a goner.
I don't think that's in the song.
I'm gonna search the genius lyrics. No,
well, also,
goner is
you,
not.
I think there may be added lyrics in the Jim Carrey version or something.
Oh, I'm sure. There are.
See, I'm Whoa. Going off of the Thurl Ravenscroft.
Well, that's
the
best
OG.
Version.
The OG. I have the genius.
I'm going off of the version that plays
up.
On my Christmas playlist, and
so
I don't think it's.
Checking.
I don't think it's Jim Carrey or Earl. Whatever.
Sam, do you got any?
Yes. Okay. So you're a mean one, Cameron.
Classic.
You really are a heel, Cameron. You're
That's
a vile
one.
You're a foul one. You're a rotter. I think those are the
a
worst
rotter.
Starts.
That's
you're as cuddly as
one.
A cactus, think charming
classic.
As an eel. I know that
uh-huh.
one. Your heart's an empty hole. Termites
yep.
in your smile.
Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, heart's an empty hole. Yep.
Okay.
There's another couple heart ones. There.
Termites in your smile, seasick crocodile, and then this one line that's like my absolute favorite. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots. I love
oh,
that.
That's
so
another
good.
Banger.
Yeah.
I can't give... Do you know what seasick crocodile... Because there's a whole... It's a
oh,
it's a four-parter.
No,
yeah, that's
I just...
Say.
Yeah.
Seasick
given the
crocodile.
Choice between the
yeah,
two of you,
the
two.
Yeah,
the,
so it's you have
crocodile.
All the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick
crocodile.
Crocodile.
Yeah, yeah.
I think... Logan, how many did you have?
I think Logan had more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.5 if you count greasy black peel and bad banana as separate.
No, so and I think I took off one for you. And then Sam, how many did you have?
So not okay, 1, 2, 3, 7.
Seven. And wow. I also took off one for you.
That's
I'll
not counting
Logan,
seasick crocodile.
Oh, that's not counting yeah. seasick crocodile. I think just in that case, then Sam takes it. Oh, I was going to say, but
I think
I can give it to Logan.
Yeah, give it to
defer to Logan.
Defer.
Logan, you get it. There you go.
That feels good. I definitely thought Alec had more better. Than me for some reason when he was reading it.
No, because Alec got a couple mess ups. Your brain is full of spiders. You have garlic in your soul.
Garlic in your soul. Yeah.
What was the other one?
I forgot that one.
What is the unwashed socks? Heart is full of unwashed socks.
I said
it's the descriptors.
And you said heart.
Your brain is full of unwashed.
It's interchangeable.
Your liver.
I can't just say unwashed socks to Cameron. It has to hurt.
If you told him his brain is full of unwashed socks, I think his feelings would be.
Hey, Cameron, seasick crocodile.
I think if you just look at somebody and say the words unwashed socks, the message is good.
Yeah. Psychic damage. Okay. Nice one, guys. That was a fun one for me. Moving on to question 5. Sticking with the spirit of the season.
You've said that every time. You've said that.
Yeah. Spirit of the season. That's a song from Polar Express.
Yeah. Sticking with the spirit of the season. Rankin and Bass have turned out some bangers in terms of Christmas specials, what we'll get to later. But they've also made some less than special Christmas specials. Which of the following is not a real Rankin and Bass Christmas film?
I have no idea what that is.
And one
Rudolph
of them
the
is
Red-Nosed
not...
Reindeer Makers. Those are the
okay.
Rankin
and Bass. Okay. That, like stop motion stuff. Okay. A. The Leprechaun's Christmas Gold. B. Hermes Saves the Tooth Fairy. C. Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. Or D. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July.
So which one is not?
Which one is not? Logan.
A. The Leprechaun one.
The Leprechaun's Christmas Gold is a real Rankin and Bass.
What?
Okay. Ooh. I have seen the other two, so I know that D is the fake one.
D is real.
Wait,
Rudolph
what?
And Frosty's Christmas in July is real.
Wait. There's definitely...
That means it's the challenge question, Alec, if you're so sure.
Well, but maybe it's like very similar, but not those.
So wait, so what are the two left then? I thought those were both real.
Hermes Saves the Tooth Fairy and Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey.
Those sound really
I know the donkey one, yeah, so I'm going to go with Hermes?
Hermes Saves the Tooth Fairy is something I made up.
What?
Okay. Hermes Saves the Tooth Fairy.
That seems really fishy.
He's the elf dentist. He's the elf dentist.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was like,
dentist.
What does dentistry have?
Is the Tooth Fairy show up in another Rankin and Bass thing?
Probably. They have like the...
I know they have baby... They save baby New Year in Rudolph 2.
Oh, we'll get to it, Alec. Oh, we'll get to it, Alec.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
We'll get to Happy the New Year's Baby. Don't worry. But yeah, no, I made up Hermes Saves the Tooth Fairy.
Well, that was
all
convincing.
The other ones are real, and I only know them because I had like a bunch of box DVD sets that had like the good ones in it, and then on the DVDs, the bonus features were the other ones.
The B-sides.
And I was like... What the heck is the Leprechaun's Christmas Gold?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a real thing.
And then Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey is just like Christian Dumbo.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
It's Christian
what
Dumbo.
Is that?
He was there. He was there when baby Jesus was born.
Christmas Dumbo.
Hey, that's it for round one, guys.
That's a good foot down for a kid.
Yeah, Christmas Dumbo. I'm just going to keep track of insults I would call Cameron.
Yeah. That's the end of round one. What are our points looking like, team, gang?
I have one singular Christmas point.
I also have one point.
And I have three.
Sam,
three Christmas
stop
points?
Cheating. It's
three
Christmas.
Christmas points.
One Christmas point. And it's time to go on to
Christmas
round
points.
Two. You guys ready for round two?
Heck yeah.
Yes, Dad.
Round two is entitled Special
entitled?
Side Characters.
Round two is entitled.
Yeah, round two really...
It really is kind of stuck up.
Round two is self-important and it wants you to know that. Here we go. Christmas songs don't usually spend a lot of time describing those side characters, so Christmas movie makers had to get creative. In this round, we're going to talk about some of my favorite side characters from those Rankin and Bass Christmas specials. So here we go. Question 6. sticking with the spirit of the season.
Stop!
In the 1969 Frosty the Snowman special, the magic hat that gives Frosty life actually comes from an amateur magician named Professor Hinkle. Hinkle ends up melting Frosty to get his hat back before Santa steps in and revives him. Santa threatens to never bring Hinkle another Christmas present ever again unless he writes, "I'm sorry, how many times?" Closest wins.
Okay. What? Okay.
So, 10,000 times.
10,000 times. Sam, we're seems like you a guys good want to buzz?
Sorry.
Sam, why don't you go ahead?
Sam, yeah, you got a number here?
1,000,000 times.
Whoa! Okay. Oh man, I got a range.
He knows big numbers.
I was gonna say 10,000, but
I'm gonna say 1,000,001.
Ooh. Oh no,
Logan!
Is it a?
You
billion?
Get those points. The correct answer is 100 zillion times. Yes.
Man. Is zillion a real number? Is
I feel bad
number?
For that.
I was
guy.
Just gonna give whoever said the biggest number.
Okay, but if, zillion isn't a real.
If
how
numbers
do we know
are
that
infinite,
a zillion is more or less than 10,000.
Well, here's the
it's
thing:
it's Christmas magic.
If numbers are infinite, magic. Every in number millions. Has to have a name, and I think zillion would have to be one of those names eventually.
Alec, you have to think it's in the illions.
So if I made up. All right, hold on. I have to break down what Logan just said. So he said there's an infinite amount of numbers.
Yeah.
So one of the numbers is bound to be called a zillion. Yeah. So if I said, you should write it a poop billion times.
Yeah.
How do you know if that's more or less than a zillion times?
I'm looking up how many zeros in
who's
a zillion.
To say?
Since zillion is not a precise number.
That's what I say. Who's to say where zillion falls in the
well, we know
line?
It's less than 1,000,001. We know all the numbers between 0 and 1,000,001.
It is used by writers to represent an extremely large number in a more humorous way than just saying infinity. So,
okay, well, that still doesn't tell me if it's closer to 10,000 or 1,000,000.
Alec, if you write out
sorry,
100 zillion times, then I will tell you. I'll all give right. you those points
fair.
If you write out. I'm sorry, 100
fair.
Zillion times. Okay.
Good job, Logan.
So Logan gets those 2 points. Question 7. Sticking with the spirit of the season, in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we're introduced to a wild cast, including Hermie the Elf Dentist, King Moonracer of the Island of Misfit Toys, Prospector Yukon Cornelius. What three things was Yukon Cornelius digging for in the North Pole?
Three things.
Like he starts on one and then he shifts to another one and then finally he lands on a third prospect.
I have buzzed. Christmas buzz.
Christmas buzz.
I think
what is your Christmas answer?
There's definitely gold and then I think silver and then I think bronze. Uh-huh. I think it just goes down the list.
Okay. Anyone else have a buzz here?
Well, I'll buzz. I'm gold for sure.
Yeah.
And I think he does do silver because he goes silver when they right before they meet the
that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. And then
that looked like Yukon Cornelius.
And then
that's it. The Instagram for this episode is Logan's face on Yukon Cornelius.
I didn't want that to hurt, but it kind of did.
He's got a great beard. He's got such a full beard.
Okay, so it's just
it's a
beard.
Compliment.
Just my mouth
it's
and
just
lower.
The beard.
Just my
it's
mouth
like
to my chin.
Look like
I look like Yukon Cornelius from my bridge of my nose to my chin.
Okay.
I'm gonna go copper.
Okay. Copper. Sam.
Yeah, silver and gold definitely, because they sing a song about it. Silver and gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
And I also don't know the third one. Don't remember it being mentioned at all. Titanium.
Chromium.
Titanium.
Is that titanium final answer?
Yes. iPhone
15. I'll give those two very special Christmas points to Alec.
Yeah.
Yay!
Because the answers are silver, gold, and peppermint.
What?
Yes, so why does he get the points?
He licks his...
Because he said the first two first, yeah. He licks his thing. He like hits it in the ground and he's like licks it and he's like...
Oh, yeah, because I remember his stupid little tongue.
I'm struck it rich.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
Peppermint, what I've been searching for all my life, I've struck it rich.
Yeah, I remember that. I am upset because I think we all knew gold and silver, but
yeah, but I don't think
bronze is closer to peppermint than copper is.
Okay, Logan, well, you can have
equally as far away.
Exactly.
Logan, you can have these very, very normal, regular points, which count for nothing in this game because it's only Christmas points.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Commercialism.
Commercialism. Okay, moving on. Question 8. Sticking with the spirit of the season. In the lesser-known sequel, Rudolph's Shiny New Year, Rudolph is tasked with traveling to years past to search for Happy the New Year's baby before the clock strikes midnight on December 31st. Which of the following is not a real clock-themed character from that movie? So a bunch of characters who have clocks in them. And I'm going to give you 4, and one's not real.
Okay. Oh,
ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
General Ticker? Big Ben? The Great Quarter Past 5? Or Nurse 9 O'Clock? Logan?
It's A. The next three are pretty good. I feel like those are characters. The first one is too stupid.
No, A is correct. No. General Ticker is a soldier with a clock in his chest.
Oh my
Ticker,
God.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Alec? Father Time is one of them, because I'm pretty sure Father Time.
Father Time is one of them. These are the side clock characters.
I think you were too excited about saying Nurse 9 O'Clock.
I think Nurse 9 O'Clock is real. She's the one who's like, the baby ran away.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie at all.
I have never seen this.
Basically, Happy the New Year's baby has really big ears, and so everybody laughs at him and he gets sad, and she's the first person to laugh at him.
So this is New Year's Dumbo.
This is New Year's Dumbo, but he can't fly.
Yes.
Okay, Sam, 50-50.
I'm going to say the quarter past 5 one. I think
the great quarter past 5 is real.
No,
Big Ben is the fake
Big
one.
Big Ben's fake one? That one's so easy. That's such easy one to think of.
Hey, thanks for insulting my fake answer choice, Logan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, no,
the
it was
great quarter
good.
Past 5 is a camel. Is a camel with a clock, and he goes by court.
That's the
court,
great quarter past 5.
So court.
All the other characters they go to is like, it's supposed to be the year that was Father Time. At that year, they get to go to their island and rule over a snapshot of their year. So they're all named, like, one is 1776, but he looks like Ben Franklin. And that's a good movie. That's one of those sequels that you're like, it didn't need to be made, but I love it.
That is a real film.
Into the Rankinverse. Guys, what would your time name be?
What would my time name be?
Oh, let's see. 10 till Alec.
The great 10 till Alec.
The great. sloppy secondhand Logan.
Sloppy secondhand Logan.
Sam, do you got one? Or
boy,
you just
I got nothing at this hour.
I guess I could have just said sloppy seconds. That would have been
Sam
good.
Sam Tickard.
There you go.
Okay, we can move on now. Question 9. Sticking with the spirit of the season.
Nice.
A year without a Santa Claus introduces us to the bickering brothers Heat Miser and Snow Miser. They each perform a song about their preferred temperatures and climate, but how hot/cold are they?
Oh, goodness.
They do
I don't
mention
know.
It in the song.
Okay. So, they're when they say, like, he's Mr. Blank. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Hold
for
on.
Perchance.
So I think Heat Miser is he's Mr. 101.
Okay.
Degrees. And I think Snow Miser is he's Mr. 10 below.
That is correct.
Ooh, good job.
It's negative 10 and 101.
Nice.
But they
also say, like, I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees or something like that. So
yeah, that's my favorite part of that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's my like second favorite one.
That's an S tier Rankin and Bass for sure.
That's the one where the dad, like Santa goes to like these random people's house and the kid's like, I don't believe in Santa Claus. And then the dad and Santa sing a duet about how it's like, do you believe in Santa Claus? And it's like oddly romantic between the dad and Santa. And it's like,
I know he's there. So good.
It's so good. Yeah, right. I love that movie. Question 10. Sticking with the spirit of the season.
I was waiting for it.
I was wondering.
My personal favorite side character is Burgermeister Meisterburger from my personal favorite Christmas classic, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okie doke.
He, Burgermeister Meisterburger, outlaws toys in his village after slipping on a rubber duck and injuring himself. But what toy does Kris Kringle bring that brings him back to his childhood and almost changes his mind? Oh, it's multiple choice, but if Alec got it, I'll give it to him.
A yo-yo.
That is correct.
I know this movie inside and out. And also, I don't think he trips on a rubber duck. He trips on like a duck that's on wheels.
Oops.
Oh,
actually.
It's the challenge question.
There you go.
No, it's a yo-yo.
Did you have multiple toys? Like, sorry, I
did. It was Train, Toy Soldier, Yo-Yo, and Jack in the Box. The Train I wanted to throw you off because the Winter Warlocks toy that melts his heart is usually it's a choo-choo. He's like, it's a choo-choo. I love the choo-choo.
The Winter Warlock is the best character.
The S-tier character. I didn't have room to stick him in here.
Literally have no idea what you guys are talking
Logan,
about.
Logan,
it's the Winter Warlock.
You have to watch this movie right now. It's the best one. I agree with you, Aiden.
Right.
It's better than Rudolph. So it's better than Frosty. It's the best one.
The villain's name is Burgermeister Meisterburger.
That does sell me on it.
An origin of Santa Claus story.
It's so good. Into it even more.
It's based on a true story.
It's based on the truest.
We're getting
story.
Into it even more. Oh,
in right. round three,
Jesus!
Round but before three, we go there,
it's like last time it was all about
Smash Bros.
All about
Challenger
Festivus.
Project Screen.
This time,
I'd be more okay with Burgermeister Meister
than Festivus.
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it. But first, before we get to round three, let's do another Christmas point check.
Christmas point check. I have 7 now.
7 Christmas points?
Well, I have 3 Christmas points and 2 regular points.
And I still have 3 Christmas points. No regular
points. Oh, wow. So. 3 Alex Christmas pulling it. Yeah, Alex really is knowledgeable about Meister Meisterburger. 3 Christmas points. Are you guys ready? Oh, actually, 2 guess what time it is. It's time for the holiday themed commercial. Who would like to do that? Sam would.
Sam raised two hands.
Sam raised both hands. Called out. Here we go. What do you got, Sam?
Oh, I thought I was like reading a script or something.
No, you didn't. Off the cuff.
You didn't prepare a Christmas advertisement?
Yeah, come on,
How
Sam?
Else are we gonna celebrate the commercialization of Christmas this holiday season?
Just yeah.
It's the holiday season.
So celebrate the
bye-bye, you got Kohl's.
Yeah. No, commercialization, that's a good in. The true meaning of Christmas is not commercialism. We all know the true meaning of Christmas is the Apple Vision Pro launching early 2024.
Oh, no.
For the low, low price of $34.99.
This
save up now.
Christmas season.
Purchase one for your loved ones.
It
will revolutionize their lives.
$499.
But not commercialistic. It's Christmas. The spirit of Christmas. Apple Vision Pro.
If you really love Jesus, you'll buy the Apple Vision Pro this holiday season.
It's Christmas-listic.
We all know how the three wise men brought him gold, frankincense, and the Apple Vision Pro.
That's how he was so ahead of his time. He had the Apple Vision Pro to help guide him along the way.
You want to be like Jesus? Buy the Apple Vision Pro.
Jesus had an Apple Vision Pro.
Buy your tickets to heaven with the Apple Vision Pro.
That was really
Happy
weird.
Holidays.
That was weird.
Yeah, please tell me you're not going to use that. That was last minute.
No, we're using that. That is still
music behind it. It'll seem totally natural.
Yeah, that'll
totally. That be like some Apple soundscape thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. No. You take that back. Get the Hyundai Sonic logo out your mouth.
It's too catchy.
It's too
keep
catchy.
My wife's name out your mouth.
Sorry, that broke me. I need a second to reset. Let me stand up. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, you got to get back into the spirit
ready for round
of the season,
Aiden. Don't you worry.
Round three
Christmas is also entitled, but it's in a different way. It's entitled Santa Lore. Yeah.
Santa Lore.
It's Santa all about lore. Santa Lore, baby. Okay, question 11.
Sticking with the spirit,
of the season.
The real inspiration for Santa Claus was Saint Nicholas of Myra, a bishop from what is now Turkey, who was known for his generosity and is now the patron saint of children, amongst like many other things. The modern Santa Claus we all know and love is the result of a whole bunch of cultural melting pot mumbo jumbo. But the question is, how many years are there between the death of old Saint Nick and Santa's first named appearance in a U.S. publication?
Between old Saint Nick actually alive and the first time
his,
he was name dropped?
When he died.
Oh, that's toughy.
Yeah, in a U.S. publication. Santa Claus.
You didn't tell us when Saint Nicholas was around.
I did not.
Dang it.
It's a two-parter. Logan, what do you got?
I'm going to say it's more recent than people think, and it's like 370 years.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm. Sam?
I don't think it was that recent at all. I'm going to say like 2,000 years.
Alec, what you got?
Since the beginning? Like when Jesus
Santa's
in the beginning.
Oh no.
You locked it in.
Oh crap. You're so right.
I'm gonna when Jesus was 20, split the difference here. I feel like he was maybe around like I'm gonna say like 600 years.
Sam, okay. You get those points.
What?
You end up with those Christmas points. The answer is 1,430 years.
Wow. It's not.
I mean, I guess that is like 600 years later. Right. That's a long time.
So, St. Nicholas died in like 343.
Oh, wow.
But like, that's the agreed upon date. No, St. Nicholas is 343. And then Santa Claus's name was first like published as Santa Claus in the U.S. in 1773. The Dutch had like Sinterklaas, which means St. Nicholas, and then it got anglicized. And so that's like the first recorded appearance of actually Santa Claus. Mm. So that's how I mathed that math.
That's how you math that.
What does Claus, come from? Nicholas?
Nicholas?
Yeah, it's like
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Klaus?
Yeah. Look it up. It's Klaus. Really interesting Nicholas. On like how Nicholas. The St. Nicholas mythos Klaus. Mixed with the Father Christmas, like... mythos, and then it like all kind of swirled around and became its own thing. It's very interesting. I read a lot about it.
Santa
just
Claus
for that
a
question.
People, not a play. Yeah.
It's a creed.
Yeah.
It's a creed.
Speaking of, actually,
Tim Allen.
Fun little Catholic aside. Welcome to Catholic Corner. It's the Catholic aside.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, St. Nicholas was actually
Catholic
at.
Corner. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
well, we have a segment now called.
We've been there a couple times. Corner yeah. Catholic Corner is the thing.
Okay.
Welcome to Catholic Corner. St. Nicholas may or may not have actually been at the Council of Nicaea and like signed the Nicene Creed. There's conflicting reports, but I thought that was super interesting. So he was around when the church was like, what should
this
church
is
be?
The Bible.
What should the Bible be? Yeah. Santa Claus was there, and
Santa
he was
Claus,
like,
"So you're telling me Santa Claus wrote
the Bible?
You're telling me Santa Claus wrote the Bible
hey,
on the record?
Maybe
factually
maybe.
True.
Factually true. Santa Claus wrote the Bible.
For a
moving
fact.
On to question 12. Exiting the Catholic corner, sticking with the spirit of the season. Santa Claus is coming to town. We're back there. Shows an origin story much more in line with the legend of Santa rather than his actual history. Which of the following multiple choice is not an explanation the movie gives for one of Santa's classic qualities? I know Alec is already about to bust.
No one else what has movie? Seen this movie, so I might
what
win.
Movie? Yeah.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Which one is that?
Meister Burger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so here we go.
I mean, Jesus. A,
he's a different guy.
The elves are all his kids. B, he learned his laugh from seals. C, eating magic corn makes his reindeer fly. And D, his beard is to disguise himself from the law. Alec.
I love that none of you have seen this movie. Because it makes it really easy for me. But it's A, the elves are older than him.
That is correct.
Yeah. Elves are all
the elves are. So, for those of you who haven't seen the movie,
that was like gonna Logan, be my guess.
And Sam, have you seen this one?
No.
Okay. So basically, what happens?
Why is this so Santa centric on this specific movie?
It's the best Christmas movie.
It is the most definitive source of Santa lore ever, and I love it so much.
Yeah. Okay.
But basically, Santa, as a baby, is put on Meister Burger's footsteps, and he tells, or his doorstep, and he tells his assistant Grimsby or whatever, Grimsley, he's like, just get this baby out of here. And so he takes him into the woods, and he gets like swept up in a storm because the Winter Warlock's mad. And then the Kringles, who are the elves, adopt him and rename him. And then he grows up to be Santa, and he goes to deliver their toys that they make to the village, but then Meister Burger outlaws them and criminalizes Santa. So he has to do all these different workarounds, like going through chimneys, and then he befriends the Winter Warlock, and that's how he gets the magic corn. And yeah.
So there's a warrant classic for Santa's arrest?
He has there wanted was. Posters.
And that's the wildest thing about that movie is the reason that he can deliver toys is because they went to the North Pole and then just waited for Meister Burger to die, and then they just came back and started giving toys out again. So they just waited this man out.
They don't explain how he's like immortal, though, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's just the magic of Christmas.
Speaking of if Santa's immortal or not, question 13. Sticking with the spirit of the season, the Santa Claus franchise introduces the Handbook of Christmas, which contains all legally and magically binding rules that govern the North Pole and the position of Santa Claus himself. What are the three separate clauses that kick off the events in each of the films? So each movie has like one clause that...
Santa Claus.
Yeah, so there's three for the three movies.
There's a clause that... You can name them. Wait, there's a clause that what? What does the clause do?
Like have you seen the Santa Claus
of Santa that
yeah the Tim Allen
right I know what movies you're talking about but I haven't seen them in a very
yeah
long.
Yeah
do you want me to buzz in and explain this to you and get the points
it's Logan? Like the three rules
well if you know the answer then
there's like three big rules
I don't know the third one though
Sam do you know this one no. Sam Logan
no geez. I know the movies give me a sec. But I have no recollection
well if you can describe them to me I'll give you the points unless someone
I
can name them
because I don't know if I've ever seen the third one so I just but I know it has Jack Frost in it.
Played by Martin Short.
Played by Martin Short.
All right, I'm buzzing
okay,
in.
Okay, Logan.
Rule number one, you can't tell anybody that you're Santa. Rule number two, you can't tell a kid that Santa isn't real. And number three, most important of all, no biting.
No biting. If you bite someone, Jack Frost shows up.
You know, I can't say if those are in the book or not, but those are not the three clauses that I'm looking for, unfortunately.
Right.
Are you going to take a shot, Sam?
Nope. Go ahead. I have no idea.
Okay. Because I know the first two.
Okay.
First one, if you put on the coat, you're the guy. You're the next Santa.
What's that one called, Alec?
What's the clause? The Santa Claus?
Yeah. That's the Santa Claus.
That's the
yeah.
Santa Claus. Okay. And yeah. Then clause number two, when they zoom in, he has to get married. And he has to find a Mrs. Claus. And that's the whole plot of the second movie.
I do remember that now.
Do you know what that one's called?
The Mrs. Claus.
Yep. That's
okay. Brilliant.
And then Santa Claus 3, I have no idea why Jack Frost shows up or what's going on, but I think there's like the Easter Bunny is also in that one.
Is that the one with like the drunk silly reindeer?
Drunk silly reindeer. He's in the second one. The drunk silly reindeer's in the second one.
Yeah, and the like fascist Santa is in the second one.
Oh, too. I love fascist Santa.
Yeah, the plastic Tim Allen.
Anyone know the third one?
No biting.
Or just what happens in the third movie?
No.
The Council of Magical People.
Of Nicaea.
Right, so they write the Bible.
Santa Claus is writing the Bible.
They write the Bible.
Alrighty, I'll end it there. The third one is the escape clause. Oh. He can stop being Santa whenever he wants. Mm. Which I find really weird because the first one is like, sorry man, you gotta be Santa. And then when he finally comes to terms with it, they're like, hey, if you want to keep being Santa, gotta get a wife. And he's like, okay. And then the third one is like, oh wait, you could have just not been Santa this whole time. But at this point, he has a wife. Like he's gone through it.
He moved to the North Pole.
To the North Pole.
He relocated.
The North Pole. Yeah. So those are the three clauses. Right.
So how many?
If you keep zooming in,
how many points did I get for that?
Nothing.
Okay. Just checking.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for question 14?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Only if we're going to stick with the spirit of the season. Okay.
Stick with the spirit of the season or not?
I'm so glad you said that because question 14, sticking with the spirit of the season. In order to deliver presents to every kid in the world, Santa and his reindeer have to travel pretty darned fast.
Oh, did you do the math?
How fast is that?
Yeah. Oh,
closest
goodness.
Win. Okay. I'm gonna do Price is Right rules on that. Actually,
okay. So
miles per hour.
I have a question.
I have it in kilometers per hour, but I can convert.
So this is the speed at which he has to travel to visit every house in one night.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how was the math done? Can I ask? Was it like total number of
household?
Yeah. So it was a professor at Purdue.
Oh no way.
Where's that?
So it's. To visit,
interesting.
800 million children. So 800 million children in 200 million homes spread over 3 × 10⁻³ square meters of land.
Oh, so he's just doing the U.S. then?
About 34 hours. No. This is 34 hours in total. This is what it says.
200 million homes would not cover the world.
No, but there's 800 million children in 200 million homes, so not every home has kids.
So he's claiming 200 million would be the world?
Wait,
then?
So he's saying the average household has 4 kids?
I guess. This is the close. No one's calculating Santa
flight
speed.
This was a Purdue professor?
Okay, but so I'm assuming he's giving Santa the best bet.
Buzz.
Can you give him 34 hours?
Okay.
Too much math talk, nerds. He's going.
So this is
he's
a
going
lower limit.
Two to the sixth miles per hour.
2 to the 6th. Yeah. So 2 million.
Yeah.
Let me do my conversion here.
I thought you sounded really smart right there. 2 million miles per hour. The answer's in kilometers per hour.
Yeah, but I'll do it in miles. I have it in miles now. So, Price is Right. So, anyone
this
else?
This is assuming he takes the most efficient route, obviously.
Yeah, oh, obviously. Okay. You think Santa would deal with inefficiencies? He was fascist in the Santa Claus, too.
Wait, I have to pull my buzzer back up.
You can just buzz.
You just resigned yourself to turning off your buzzer. Sam, what do you got?
I'm going to say 2.5 million.
Ooh, that's not fair.
It's got to be more than that. My answer is more than what Sam said. 3 million miles per hour.
3 million?
Yep.
Sam, you get those points. The answer
is
2,924,099 miles per hour.
Alec.
Did you account for the time slip as you approach the speed of light? I bet you didn't.
It's 4 million. It's about 5 million kilometers per hour. So about 3 million miles an hour. But it rounds out to 2,900,000.
What's the speed of light? Wow. Way faster than that, right?
Oh yeah, way faster than that.
Let me say that is a lower limit on the speed he has to go because he's assuming 4 kids in every house. Yeah, there's no way. He's got to visit
everyone.
Way more
everyone, tweet. At, I'm not gonna dox this Purdue professor. I don't actually think he's even at Purdue anymore.
Oh,
he got fired over this terrible.
Honestly,
it's Sanjay.
But yeah, the end of this article is really funny because much like that thing, it's like if you put all the elephants end to end in space, they wouldn't reach the moon, but they'd all die. It says. He's going far slower than the speed of light, but still fast enough that the air resistance is likely to vaporize Santa along with all of the children's gifts.
So how does he do it?
But he has magic.
Yeah, if he wasn't riding in a magic sleigh. Because he has the Christmas spirit protecting
him. More likely, Santa is omnipotent. Or is that the right one?
Omniscient, yeah, omnipotent.
Omniscient is no as everything.
Omniscient is no. Omnipotent is power.
Powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Omnipresent. Santa is omnipresent. Yeah. He goes to every house exactly at midnight.
Yeah. I'll send you the source if you want to look at the math. Amazing. It's probably not good, but it's like, it's Santa. So you can just write off a lot of it with magic.
Yeah.
I do like watching the Santa tracker. Have you guys ever gone to that website? And it's like,
oh, yeah. Santa tracker. Every year.
Oh, yeah.
There was a really funny TikTok of like the, I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids. And it had like the Santa over
Santa's in there.
Oh, I was going to say, Sam, that is like 10 years old.
No.
Did you just now see the
Hillary on YouTube channel?
Just discovering Hillary Todd.
Great video. Can you guys heard of Pokemon Go?
Guys, my Twitter
Pokemon Go to the polls, am I right?
And then she said Pokemon Go to the polls.
What a year.
Hey guys, let's round this out, shall we, with question 15?
Okay, yes.
Sure.
I hope we're stick. I sure hope
I, I really want to stick with the spirit of the season, though.
Please let if this be can. A question.
Get ready.
If that's
excuse
possible.
Me, question 15. Gun to your head, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Gun to my head? Do you like
Gun to your head, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Buzz, no. I mean,
Alex, no.
I believe in Santa Claus.
Gun to my head.
Logan?
If someone's gun holding head, a gun to my Santa head Claus? Asking if I believe in Santa, I think I'd say yes.
Wait, I'm not I'd done say with yes. my long-winded answer.
Oh, okay, Alex.
I do not believe
in... Sing the song.
I believe in Santa... No, I do not believe in literal Santa Claus, but I believe in the idea that he represents.
And what is that?
Generosity. Which is?
That you should do good and be generous.
Mm. See, I...
And be fat.
See, I think I do believe in Santa and what he represents. And I believe what he represents is the Apple Vision Pro.
Oh.
Tim Apple is Santa Claus. Sam,
I don't believe
you believe in Santa together. Claus.
I don't believe in Santa or what he represents.
That's the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck running for a public office, Sam. We got that sound bite.
We're gonna end the Christmas episode.
We're ending the episode right now. That's it. Roll
that's the last
roll
line.
7, 8,
Cole.
Certified banger.
Cole, you get cold.
Certified banger. Have a good night, everybody.
I don't believe in Santa or anything he represents.
Okay. Logan, you get 3 Christmas points, and Alec and Sam, while I like your answers, yeah. I see I'm jingling the Christmas points, but you can't hear because you don't believe.
Oh, no.
I have them right here, but you can't
sure
hear them.
Sure as hell I don't believe.
It must be broken. I'm sorry,
you
can
hear the Christmas bell. Hey, guys, that's it. Oh, we stuck with it. We stuck with it. The spirit Woo! Of the season all the way through. How many Christmas points does everybody have?
I have.
Alec and Sam, I'll give you 3 regular points for answering that question, but they're not Christmas points.
Okay.
So
okay.
They don't jingle.
Filtering by Christmas points, I have 13.
Wow. 13 okay. Christmas points.
I have 6 Christmas points and...
6 Christmas points.
2 Christmas points and 2 normal points.
And I have 9 Christmas points, 2 normal points.
9
3 normal points. Crap.
Guys, that's Christmas challenge question, Christmas point swing.
Yeah, it is.
Christmas challenge.
Christmas challenge.
Does anybody have any ideas for the Christmas challenge question?
Aiden, before we get too far away from round three, I just have to tell you, have you seen Klaus, the movie Klaus?
Great movie.
I haven't seen Klaus.
Great movie and another Santa origin story movie. So
I do like Santa origin stories.
You should watch it.
But
I challenge that you didn't ask a Klaus question.
The Council of Nicaea actually said that Santa Claus is coming to town is the sole Santa origin story.
I challenge that there were so many Burger King questions or whatever.
You know what? I challenge that Santa wrote the Bible. There's no way.
That was pretty egregious. I do think so.
There's no way.
It's up in the air.
Santa was
there. Some people say he did. Some people say he didn't.
You said fact.
That's a fact.
I said it's a disputed fact.
that's a disputed fact right there.
Okay. Does anybody have a challenge point, or do you want me to run through them? Or does Sam
you
have
need
one?
To go no, through all the through questions.
Yeah,
so we remembered what they were.
Nice. Now we don't even need to sound like. So he repeated all the Christmas questions. So we Christmas remembered what they Christmas were. There we go.
I believe in Santa Claus. Editor, please play the uninterrupted entire length of that song. Right
Just add 6 minutes to the total playtime of this episode real quick.
It's like max 2 minutes.
It's really good, though. Because the dad sings it, and then Santa jumps in. All
right, everyone quiet. Everyone quiet. Everybody listen.
Okay.
Shoot your shot, Logan.
We have to wait for the song.
Oh, and I definitely remember the end of the song, all the characters are crying. They're all crying.
Yeah.
They're all having stop motion tears running down their face.
And then the kid's like, I do believe it's
I do believe.
Thanks, Dad. Okay, Logan, what's your challenge?
1,400 years.
That's what I was going to say. There's no way Santa wrote the Bible. You cannot convince me.
Santa wrote the Bible.
That old.
Okay. Alex, Sam, are you locking anything in?
I'm challenging Hermes and the Tooth Fairy.
Locking in Hermie Saves the Tooth Fairy?
I'm Christmas locking in Christmas Tooth Christmas Fairy.
Okay. Sam?
I am Christmas locking in Christmas question 8, I think it was. Big Ben absolutely was a character or a clock. I think
that was the other one I was thinking.
Yeah,
that seems way too obvious.
I seem to remember a giant whale. I don't remember his name.
Okay. His name has to be Big Ben.
Yeah.
He just looks like a Benjamin.
Fairly confident.
That's a Benjamin right there.
Are you ready for this? Are you Christmas ready for this? Hold on to your Christmas buttons.
We're all wrong.
Christmas drum roll, please.
Christmas drum roll.
Drummer boys. Christmas drum roll, please.
Drummer boys.
Okay, Christmas drum roll.
Oh, yeah. Drummer boys.
Yeah.
Rumpa pump. Pat-a-pen.
Alrighty. The Christmas challenge question was... Christmas question 8, the Big Ben question.
Oh, no. Was it the whale?
He was a giant whale. Wow. He's a giant whale with a clock in his tail.
He's a giant whale with a clock in his tail.
That's insane.
He's a giant whale with a clock in his tail.
I was going to say he's a giant Christmas whale, but he's a giant New Year's whale with a New Year's clock in his tail. So.
Oh,
wow.
That's not Christmas.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But Sam, so impressive. That means you gain 3 Christmas points. Alec and Logan, you lose 3 Christmas points.
That sucks.
Can I have those final Christmas scores?
Oh my gosh.
I'm down to 10 Christmas points.
That's so many.
10 Christmas points?
I'm down to 3 Christmas points and 2 regular points.
And I have 12 Christmas points.
What?
Congratulations, Sam.
That is a Christmas winner of the Bus One Christmas special.
Give yourself a Christmas round of applause.
If only I watched the Burger King movie. I think I would have done well.
If I believed in Santa, I believed in Santa, I wouldn't be here right
if
now.
I believed in what that's Santa represents. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he asked, so like, cynical. He asked, like, gun to your head, do you believe in Santa? And I think in that scenario, I would always say yes. Like, even if I didn't, mean, like.
But what if he pulled the trigger?
Well, like, yeah, that's the point.
You did believe.
And then Santa saw you and he's like, why'd you lie, bro?
Why'd you lie, bro?
I get to heaven. Santa's there. He's Santa's shaking his head.
Bro. He's like, bro, why'd you lie, bro?
He's like, bro,
you deserved everything you got.
Why weren't you at elf practice?
have
an Apple Vision Pro, bro.
Oh, I can't believe I said I didn't believe in Santa when I know there could be children listening.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
How dare you, Alec?
This is why you
haven't Christmas won. Dang. Christmas Sam is Christmas cold right now.
End it now. I mean, yeah.
He said he doesn't believe in Santa or anything
he stands for.
Not end the episode.
We should have stopped winning the Christmas episode. Oh, yeah. Well, gang, it looks like we've ruled in here at the North Pole, so that's all the time we have. If you enjoyed your ride on Bus One, we'd love if you told all your friends, enemies, lovers, and or acquaintances about us. We're on all the socials at Bus One Trivia, or you can head to our website, busonetrivia.com, to find our entire catalog of episodes, or send us some suggestions. We'd also like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song, 5978, which is a...
Christmas banger!
Thank you. Vert's Christmas present to us every time we do this is that song. It's great. We also have merch, and we have a Christmas sweater. So for next Christmas, if you want a Bus One Christmas sweater, you can get that, or you can get plenty of other merch for the spirit of any season.
BusOneTrivia.com.
Thank you for riding.
Bus One Honda Days for 25% off your order.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days. Thank you for riding Bus One. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll see you next time.
See you in 2024.
Bye, everybody.
See you next year.
You can fire me, I quit.